and good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. Joining me in the studio today is going to be Abby Richards. She's a spectacular talent. If you haven't had a chance to check to hear her sing, you got to check her out on YouTube. And we're also going to have the CHS Teacher of the Year for 2019 and 2020, Ashley Sutton. She'll be joining us here in the studio shortly. Abby, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm fantastic. Are you excited about Thanksgiving?
Yes, sir.
What kind of plans do you guys got?
Just have it at my family, my dad's house.
You guys going to be hanging out at your dad's house?
Yes.
What's your favorite food on Thanksgiving?
I like turkey, I like meatballs, I like sweet potato, mashed potato, macaroni, you name it all.
Yeah, you name it all. You know what? Those all happen to be my favorites too, although I particularly love dressing and pecan pie. Mm. So tell me, Abby, before Ashley gets here and, you know, we start talking to her, I wanted to ask you a few questions. So tell me, how did you get into singing?
I used to be in the chorus class, and then when I was in a fourth, fifth, and sixth grade, I did this singing club with CMS singers, and it was pretty fun, and I learned how to sing a lot.
You learned how to sing a lot. That's awesome. Now, do you have a particular favorite singer or a band?
I like all of those singers. I mean, it doesn't matter which one I like the best, but I do like Taylor Swift.
You like Taylor Swift?
Yes.
I like T-Swift, too. My wife, I think it was two Christmases back, surprised me with a Taylor Swift shirt for Christmas because that's my guilty pleasure. I love Taylor Swift. What's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
Shake It Off.
It's a good song. Check it out. So where do you go to school?
Carrollton High.
Carrollton High? What grade are you in?
12.
You're in 12? Oh, my gosh. Senior.
Mm.
Check it out. So do you like going to school?
I do. I just want to be with my friends and field trip, but schoolwork, no.
Not so much.
No.
No, I can understand that. I mean, it's a great school.
I mean, it is. I love to hang out with my friends and stuff and sure. Just be with them. And my favorite class is audio video class.
What do you do in audio video?
We learn how to edit and make videos and stuff.
I bet that's advantageous for your videos that you put on YouTube. I bet that helps, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I bet. So why don't you shout out to some of your friends. Who are some of your friends that might be listening?
Rain Skinner, but I know she's on a boat. She's on a cruise. And shout out to all of my girls in my class, Kayla, Camille, and my other friends, Gracie Easterwood. Cam, I know you at home, and I hope you're listening to this. So shout out to you, buddy.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And the other boys in my class.
Awesome. Nice. The other boys, they're last, but all the girls first and foremost, but the boys next.
Yes.
Awesome. So is Miss Ashley Sutton one of your teachers?
She's been my high school teacher since ninth grade.
Okay.
She still is now. She's my full-time teacher.
Yeah.
My main teacher now. And I have my other teacher, Coach Nikki Rebel. I hope you're listening, Coach Rebel. He's my morning teacher. Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, we do social studies. And then next semester, we'll be doing science.
Awesome. Coach Rebel, if you're listening, you got much love here in the studio. that's awesome. So what's Ashley Sutton like, your teacher?
She's nice. She's like a sister to me.
She's like a sister to you?
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense to you that she was awarded the Teacher of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's fantastic. Now tell me, so your favorite class is audiovisual.
Audio video. It's a class that I love.
Awesome, awesome. Well, what's some of the stuff that you guys do in class?
We just finished our project. We did a crazy dream. And then the first thing we did a scary film. And then we did a dramatic film.
Sure.
Well, me and my best friend did a dramatic film.
What was it about?
I did a part when a boy was like cheating on a girl, and he's going out with the other girl.
Wow! So now that's drama. That's serious drama.
So me and Rain did the drama class. Dramatic thing.
The dramatic film.
Yes.
I got you. Now, who did the scary film?
Me and Rain.
What was it about?
I think it was the clown chasing us.
Oh my god.
Well, sounds like one of my nightmares. And then, I don't know, long story.
Well, I'm going to have to check it out. Can I see these?
Oh, I can't upload it. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. It'd be cool if you could, but I understand copyright laws and everything like that.
Yeah, copyright, yeah.
Sure. Now, when did you start putting together your YouTube?
February 2017.
Okay, now, how can people watch you on YouTube? What's your YouTube user?
Abby Richards Vlog. They type my name, it'll pop up.
Abby Richards. And how do you spell Abby?
A-B-B-Y.
A-B-B-Y Richards Blog. And if you search that on YouTube, you'll find all of her videos. Tell us about some of the videos that you've uploaded.
I went to the movies, and I'm about to upload Six Flags tonight because I went to Six Flags last night with my mom.
Wow, you and your mom went to Six Flags.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you guys do?
We go on rides, and then we walked around and saw the Christmas lights and stuff.
Cool. What's your favorite ride at Six Flags?
Acrophobia and Pandemonium.
Acrophobia, is that the one that goes really high and then drops
straight
down?
Oh my gosh, yes. So I used to not like it when I was younger because I'd never done it before. So my dad, I guess he taught me into it.
He talked you into it?
But he wanted me to do it this time. And I said, okay. But it was scary the first time, but the second time was fun.
You know, honestly, it's okay because I would probably still be scared if I got on that right now. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
I love it. I just didn't like when they lean you up and they sing you this weird song.
What do they play for you?
I don't know.
It's not one of the songs you'd sing in
the court. One time she went tick tock, and then the second time I don't know what song she did. It's weird. I was like, stop singing that song.
Like, y'all are weirding me out. I'm on this ride. I'm already nervous enough.
I don't know. They were weirding me out when I was on that ride. I said, okay, stop it.
So, are you looking forward to Christmas?
Oh my gosh, yes, my favorite holiday.
It's your favorite holiday? Tell us about why. Why is it your favorite holiday?
Because you celebrate Jesus' birthday, and I love Christmas movies and music and gifts, and I love Christmas tree, and I love Christmas ponies, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Christmas. You say Christmas ponies?
Ponies.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
Not ponies.
Okay. Ponies are cool, though. But
I mean, I do love horses.
Yeah. Horses are awesome. Now, so what are some of your favorite Christmas movies?
I like Home Alone. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Okay, now that's what's up. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
And I like Elf.
You like Elf?
Oh, yes.
My wife and I watched that just the other night. You know what my favorite line from Elf is?
What?
I love it when, at the beginning, when like the elf is leaving, and the Norwal comes out, and he's like, Bye, buddy.
Hope you find your dad. My favorite point is when he went, Dad! And then he bumps out loud.
Oh,
he goes, Dad!
And when he like drinks the whole 2 liter of Coke.
He drank the whole 2 liter of Coke.
Okay, that is a great Christmas.
That's my favorite part.
So, what are you hoping to get for Christmas? What kind of gifts do you hope that you get?
I don't know. I'm trying to decide. I think I want an Apple TV, a fourth generation Apple TV, and a smart TV, and I want hobby electronics. I don't know. It's kind of hard to decide this time.
I got Material Girl by Madonna playing in my head. She's trying to get that fourth gen Apple TV. Check it out.
Yeah, I want an Apple TV and a smart TV.
Well, I mean, think of it. You need something to watch your cool Christmas movies on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Excellent. Now, do you typically get together with your... Now, this whole... I mean, right now, we're just talking about you. Because this is the Abby Hour of Power. We're talking about Abby. Now, So tell me, where do you guys normally do Christmas?
Well, I do hang out with my mom on Christmas.
Cool.
And at my dad's house, we go to my cousin's for Christmas Eve to get together and then celebrate. Because we don't usually see each other on Christmas Day.
Sure.
And Christmas Day, we do it, I get two. It'll be like, last year I did it with my mom's first, then I went to my dad's. And then we just hang out and do Christmas presents and then just hang out, and I will be doing Christmas vlogs, guys.
Now, Ashley is joining us here in the studio in just a second, so we're going to start talking with her, and we'll continue our conversation with Miss Abby Richards right after a word from our sponsors.
A well-rounded education includes much more than just academics. At Oak Mountain Academy, we encourage our students to find their niche in any of our 42 co-curricular opportunities. Over the past 5 years, we have brought home 5 state and 20 regional athletic titles. Our one-act play and literary teams continuously compete at the region and state level, and our academic teams bring home first place more than not. We are warriors creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Celebrity crush.
And we're back. Who's your celebrity crush, Abby?
Justin.
Justin Timberlake. I actually asked, this is a true story. Just the other night, I was too lazy to connect my phone to my Bluetooth. I mean, to the Bluetooth speaker. And I wanted to hear Cry Me a River by Julie London, one of my favorite songs. So I said, Alexa, play Cry Me a River, thinking it would play that one. No, it definitely played the Justin Timberlake version. And she refused to turn off when I tried to get her to change it.
I hate to say this, but I feel like that's the better version. But
okay, and we're back to Community Voice. I'm joined this morning by, if you've been listening, you already know, we're talking to Abby Richards, Joel Richards' daughter. She's also the daughter of Miss Leslie Rogers, who... Today, it's her 50th birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday. Thank
you. She's definitely in the studio with us. And we're also joined by CHS's Teacher of the Year, the 2019-2020 Teacher of the Year, Ashley Sutton, is joining us this morning as well. Ashley, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you. I'm so glad that you came here. I mean, I feel bad for you having to follow such an amazing act.
I know. I'm glad you put the best first, but it's a really hard act to follow.
Yeah, it really is a tough act to follow. Now, so Abby was telling us before you got here that you have been her teacher for 4 years.
Yes.
You've been teaching for 5. So tell me about this achievement, Teacher of the Year. Tell me about that.
Yes, it's such an incredible honor, especially to be Teacher of the Year for Carrollton City Schools, because it is such an exceptional school district. So I was really surprised to be awarded the Teacher of the Year for the high school and then again for the district. It was an incredible honor. And my job, I swear, I tell everyone I have the best job ever. I get to teach students like Abby every day, which is amazing.
That is that. I can dig that. Amazingly talented, amazingly fun kids.
Yes.
So you've been working on something or participating in something. It's called community-based instruction. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So our school district's unique in that we have a program called community-based instruction. It's for students with special needs. We get to serve students in who have special needs in ages 4 through 22, which is a little bit longer than typical school, but we want them to be able to really gain the skills to be successful after graduation. So students who are served in our separate class setting participate in something called community-based instruction, and it's basically what it sounds like. We take them out in the community and we provide instruction there. So we might take them to the grocery store and work on like budgeting and finding groceries and getting items to cook and talking to people. So we take students out starting in elementary school. So the elementary school kids kind of go out the least. They might go out like once every 2 weeks. And then at the upper elementary school, they might go out a little more, maybe once a week. And then the junior high, they go out a little more often. And then at the high school level, we go out 2 times a week.
Every Wednesday and Friday.
Yep, every Wednesday and Friday, we're out in the community doing different things. So it's a really unique program, but it's great because we get a chance to really give our students the skills that they're going to need after graduation to be successful.
And how did this program come about?
So it was, you know what, I'm not our program has been around for as long as I can remember. But it's a program that for students with special needs, it's kind of for school districts that are lucky enough to have the funding available for it, then it's something that's provided because we want to have a chance to give them the skills that they need in the community setting. So, like, if we're teaching about money, it's best to take them in the community and have them use their skills in that setting. So we want them to be the most successful.
Sure. No, of course. So, Abby.
Yes.
You just threw out the acronym CBI when she started talking about community-based education. So I imagine you're pretty familiar with this program.
Thank you.
Now, what kind of outings have you guys done that you just had a great time with?
We went to Boeing for Special Olympics. We went out to eat. We went to the Hall of Fame in Atlanta a long time ago. We went to the World of Coca-Cola. And we went to Kroger and Aldi to grocery shop, and we went to Walmart one time.
Oh, cool.
And it's a lot.
Two questions. Are you a pretty good bowler?
Yes, I am.
I knew that you were, because you're pretty much amazing at everything. Now, what was World of Coke like?
It's a place in Atlanta, you talk about Coke, and then you try different Cokes.
Did you try a lot of different Cokes?
No, because I'm not a Coke person.
You're not a Coke person. Guess what?
What?
Neither am I. I'm not a big Coke person either.
But I went to this movie. Oh, never again will I go on that movie.
What movie was it?
It's some kind of 4D movie. It's creeped me out because it stings you in the back because of that bug thing. I leaned over. They're like, I'm going to get out of this room. My eyes are like bawling. My eyes were tripping when I went on that movie. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
You were there next to me.
It was a 4D movie, so the seats moved, and there's a
and
part
that,
where...
there was a bug.
Yeah, there was a part where
us.
A bee came down and poked you in the back in your seat.
It did not poke me because I was leaning over.
She was not a fan of
that. That's how I get out of this movie.
You had to lean forward and get away from it. I've sat in those.
Because I've been stung by a bee this summer.
Yes, yeah. It was terrifying.
Yeah. No, of course, of course. Well, Ashley, clearly this is an impactful program, and the kids have a great time. How many schools participate in this?
So in all of our schools participate in it. So all four of the schools in Carrollton City Schools participate in this program. And it's important to note, too, that this, like, we have a lot of fun trips, like Abby's talking about, but all of the trips that we go on have a lesson associated with them. So we do a lesson prior to the CBI trip, and then we have instruction on the CBI trip, and then we have, like, a follow-up, you know, when we get back to the classroom, kind of like a debrief. Mm-hmm. So there's skills that we're working on in all of these different kinds of settings that she was kind of talking about.
Oh, that's awesome. So it's sort of an opportunity to get hands-on instruction and experience out in the real world, just, you know, dealing with what we deal with daily. And it can be overwhelming for me sometimes. So I get it. Like, it's tough out there, you know, to be able to have everything organized and get stuff done. And these kids are doing great.
Mm-hmm. Our most recent trip, we went to the post office.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned about all the different things you can do at the post office, which I was surprised. I didn't know all the different things that you could do at the post office. You know, like, you think about just mailing a letter. But there are so many different things. So we got to go through and tour the post office, and then all the students mailed letters to a friend at the school. So they had to go up and buy stamps and then mail the letters to their friends. So they really enjoyed that.
Well, now, before the program, Abby was telling me that she has a fan, and she's in England, and she speaks Yorkshire, not English.
Yorkshire.
Now, Abby, have you ever mailed a letter to your fan in England?
Oh, absolutely.
It'll actually be my first time mailing a package. Oh, wait. I can't say because my mom's recording, and she'll probably hear me say that because she watches my videos and my mom's recording.
Oh, that's awesome. It's maybe you'll get something.
So
maybe
it's a
not.
Surprise, but I'm not gonna tell them what it is.
Yeah.
What did you get to do when we went to the post office?
I got to ask them questions about mailing the packets. You could use a stapler and a paper, and you had to fill out the custom paper.
Mm-hmm. So she got to ask those questions when we went to the post office because we didn't know about, you know, mailing internationally.
But I did.
So she asked the question.
Well, good. So she's got all the intel. She's ready to mail something. We are going to chat a bit more with Ashley and Abby and talk a bit more about this community-based instruction program right after a word from our sponsors.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our daily schedule includes convocation, prayer, and the Pledge of Allegiance. By doing so, we build a family-like community where all students grow and flourish and personal faith is encouraged. Through community service and a historical approach to biblical study, our students are taught the value of the warrior way, honesty, respect, and responsibility. Oak Mountain Academy, we are a family creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
And we're back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Joining me in the studio today is Abby Richards.
Hello.
And hey, Abby, what's up?
Nothing.
We've been having a good time, haven't we?
Yes.
And also joined with me, I can't talk. In the studio with me is also Ashley Sutton. She's the 2020 Teacher of the Year. That's a lot of alliteration there. Teacher of the Year for Carrollton City Schools. We've been chatting a little bit about the community-based instruction program. And to kind of give a quick overview, this program takes students that have special needs, mm-hmm. and they go out into the community, they go on trips, and they sort of work on some of their soft skills in terms of interacting with people at grocery stores, working, you know, on balancing their checkbook, pretty much doing all the things that we do day to day, and it gives them a bit more hands-on instructions that I think should be available to every student because everybody could use this. I didn't even know how to do my taxes until I was like a sophomore in college.
So
we were chatting a bit about this program. Now, let's talk about some of the skills that that we try to focus on with this program.
Yeah, this is a really important part of the program. So our students at the younger grades, especially like the elementary school, you know, we want them to feel comfortable out in the community, and we want to give them the skills to just kind of be out in the community, go out to eat at a restaurant, communicate with people when they need it, because when they go home, we want their parents to be able to take them out and for them to, you know, like behave accordingly and know how to, you know, order their own food and things like that. So at the elementary school level, that's why we start it so early, so they can start getting those skills. And then when they move up to middle school, we do work on, you know, like when we go to the grocery store, finding different items, asking for help when you need it, different things like that. And then the junior high and high school, we really work on them becoming more independent in the community setting. So we work on the same thing. We work on money skills. We work on communication. And then we also just work on familiarizing them with the different things that our community has to offer. So like the services and supports that are available to them, because we want them to feel like valued members of the community. We want them to feel like this is their community and they have access to all the parts of it, because they do. And so we want them to feel comfortable in that. So that's why it's such an important program for that reason. And then they also, Abby loves community-based instruction. She's smiling so big when I talk about it. But we want them to, like I said, feel comfortable out in the community. And then we also want them to be exposed to different vocational opportunities in the community, because we want our students to work. So that's another part of our program. We're always looking at different jobs in the community and different places we go. We talk about the jobs that are available and talk to the students about, would you be interested in this job or would you be interested in this job? So they can really get an idea of what they want to do after graduation.
There's a similar program where I'm from in North Georgia. My younger brother has autism. Mm-hmm. And in this program in North Georgia, it facilitated him by having some work experience at Walmart. And it was amazing because he loves the toy section. So he got to work in the toy section, keeping it organized, which he's way more organized than I am. So it's like, yeah, I'm very thankful for programs like that because, you know, things can seem very overwhelming mm-hmm. for anyone. And you're right, this is their community as well. And they should, you know, they should be comfortable mm-hmm. to, you know, excel as much as they want.
Absolutely. And so speaking of that, too, our program also has vocational opportunities like that. So when students get up to the high school level, we start giving them vocational experience in our Trojan store. If you've never been to the Trojan store at Carrollton High School, you're missing out. It is the coolest store. It's like a real retail store. It's not what you think of, like a normal school store, just school supplies. They have shirts and just all kinds of merchandise.
All that Trojan swag.
Yes. So in 9th and 10th grade, students get experience there. But then when they move up to 11th and 12th grade, they get experience in the community. Mm-hmm. So we worked, Abby, do you want to talk about the places that we work?
We have the Wonder Shop, First Christian Church, Marriott Hotel, Kroger, and City Station.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shout out to City Station. Awesome.
Yeah, so 2 days a week we go out and work
in
the community.
Every Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 through 12:30.
Yeah. And Abby, do you want to talk about where your job site is and what you do?
Yes, ma'am. I work at City Station, it's a church, and the first thing I do is when I get there, I work at the front desk for a few minutes, and then later I work at a Western Sea Cafe. I serve people cups and silverwares.
So she's like the assistant to the waitress, and she listens to everyone's orders and gets their cups and silverware ready and hands it to them after they place their order. And then what do you tell people when they leave the counter?
Hope you enjoy your food. Have a good day.
Such a professional.
So as you can tell, she's very good at her job site.
Clearly the program's working great. I mean, yep. You know, it's you're just comfortable chatting with anybody. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge skill, and that will definitely help you going forward in life, Abby. I'm telling you, being able to just casually chat with somebody, and I mean, it's exciting. This is definitely an exciting program.
But huge.
I was curious now in regards to funding for this program. Mm-hmm. Can you expound a bit on that?
Yeah, so we don't use any federal funds for this program. We are fortunate enough to have something set up called the Kids First Fund, and this fund is where we get the money to take our students out in the community and purchase all these items, you know, for our different trips. So the Kids First Fund was set up by Dr. Harden. Dr. Harden owned Carroll County Animal Hospital. Thank you, Carroll County Animal Hospital. His son owns it now, and his grandson was in our program. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Harden saw the importance of this program and how beneficial it is to our students and how much it means to our students. So he rallied people in our community, and they have all these funds, so they raised all these funds and they put it in a trust for us so that we're able to get funds from it every year, and it's amazing because if we didn't have that, we wouldn't be able to take our students out and do the things that we're able to do. So we're very grateful to Dr. Harden for that.
Thank you to Dr. Harden and everybody that helped make it possible.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We also take donations. So we have community sponsors not community sponsors, but people in the community who donate for our program. One of those is a Fraternal Order of Police, and they have a fundraiser every year called Cuffed for a Cause.
I've heard about this. Mm-hmm. Abby, you got to tell me about this Cuffed for a Cause. I hear that your dad is involved.
So Cuffed for a Cause is when you ask people to donate money for Special Olympics, and it's every year in the end of April on Saturday at Walmart. And then to get people to raise money, you have to, the cops, like, the police officer, the popo, like my dad, he has to go on the treadmill with handcuffs mm-hmm. and go to a jail cell. Not a real jail cell, but a fake one.
Sure.
Yeah, the tiny one. So to raise money and try to get out of jail, you have to raise money.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, we only have about 1 minute left, and I'm definitely going to be at this because I got to see your pop get arrested and be on this treadmill. With just 1 minute left, Ashley, where can folks find some more information about this program, or where can they donate?
Yeah, so for information about our program, you can go to the Carrollton City Schools webpage, and they have information on our program there. And you can also send donations to the Carrollton City Schools with the memo CBI, and it'll get donated straight into our program. And the money that is donated goes directly back to the students. So that money gets distributed among our schools, and then that's what we use for to pay for to take our students out and get these skills that they need.
Excellent. Well, Ashley, thank you so much for joining us today. Abby, thank you for being with us.
No problem. And, have a good day, everybody. And happy birthday to me. And happy birthday, Mom. And I love you, Dad. I hope you feel better.
And the locals.